Hey everyone, Tamara here. I can't wait to dig into today's podcast. It actually is fresh in my mind because it came off a conversation that just happened inside the Everyday Innovators Tribe, our membership platform. It was one of the innovation jam sessions where we roll up our sleeves and dig in. We had this incredible conversation. I want to share some of the top insights with you. Before I do that, I just want to remind you, as we careen into 2021, to leverage the resources that I have on GoToLaunchStreet.com so that you can think differently and set yourself up for success in 2021. Because let's face it, doing what we've always done is not going to get us there anymore. I think we all know that intuitively, instinctively, but it takes the tools to be able to know how to shift your thinking and do it differently. So there's two resources in particular that I want you to look at. One is a download, and it's free, and it's called The 8 Strategies Innovative Leaders Are Using to Add Value. So I interviewed and took stories and examples from a bunch of our Everyday Innovator Tribe members. By the way, if you don't know what that is, we'll put the link in the show notes. You can go to our website. You'll find it there. But I asked a bunch of them, what are you doing and getting success? And this is recently, by the way. This wasn't 3 years ago. This was this year. What are you doing that's getting you success? How are you driving innovation? And I gathered all the answers and I curated the top 8 for you in this download. It is so juicy. Go get it. The second resource that I want you to get is our 3-part mini course, How to Ignite Innovation, Influence Others, and Lead Strong Through Uncertainty. So this is a 3-video series that breaks it down for you. So the first video is all about you, how you become a confident innovator and strong leader. In fact, the confident innovator and strong leader your team and clients need. The second one is all about how to influence others and get buy-in for your ideas. And the third one is all about your roadmap to being a confident innovator. I think it's 197 or 179. I should know that, but I don't have it up in front of me. It is worth way more than that, I promise you. But this 3-part video series will really help you step into that role of innovator and leader. And I give you exercises and tools inside these videos to actually apply that innovation to your sticky challenges, to finding new opportunities, to shifting your thinking. Highly, highly recommend both of those. And not just because they're on my website, but because I know they've made an impact in people's work. So in order to find them, all you got to do is go to the footer of our website. So go to GoToLaunchStreet.com and just scroll down and you'll find them at the very bottom of any of the pages you're on. So if you're listening to this podcast on a page, it's at the bottom. If you're looking at one of our 10-minute bursts of innovation, it's at the bottom. If you're looking at our IQE assessment, it's at the bottom. All right, you get the point. Go get these resources. Now is the best time to start thinking about how you want to move forward in a strategic way, in a new way, driving innovation. All right, before we do our whole intro music, I want to entice you with a story that really sets up today's podcast. So a kid is watching her mom cook. And mom's making meatloaf. And she sees that mom cuts off the ends of the meatloaf that she just prepared before she puts it in the pan. So the kid says to mom, "Mom, why do you cut off the ends?" And the mom says, "Because that's how grandma did it." And then the kid says, "Well, why?" So mom says, "Let's call her and find out." So they call her and grandma says, "Well, I don't know. That's how great grandma did it. So I've always done it that way. Let's call her and find out why." So they call great grandma and say, "Great grandma, why do we cut off the ends of the meatloaf before we put it in the pan?" And great grandma goes, "Oh, well, that's because I didn't have the right size pan. It was always too small. So I had to cut off the ends to fit it." I share that story with you because I think it's a nice segue into our podcast today, which is about rules. And how do you know what the rules are that you're following? Meaning, how have the patterns and the behaviors and the assumptions, the things you just do, have you fallen into patterns that have become rules in your work and life that maybe no longer are relevant or don't serve you anymore? Kind of like cutting the ends off the meatloaf. Let's dig in.
You've landed inside Launch Street, the business innovation podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
All right, let's dig into this whole idea of rules and how to identify them. And let me back up and share with you the context, the conversation that led to this podcast. So this podcast is inspired by an incredible conversation I had this morning with your fellow members of the Everyday Innovators Tribe. Now, if you don't know what that is, or if you haven't joined us yet, you can go to my website and check it out. We'll put a link in the show notes for that too. This is ongoing tools and support in a place where we roll up our sleeves and we innovate and we share concepts. And I give people the tools and the resources they need to solve today's problems and be seen as confident innovators in their work. So I'm in this conversation. We're in an idea jam session, which is where everybody brings something they want to work on. I bring the template. We brainstorm. We break out. Oh, they're so incredible in so many ways. I could go on. But there's one part of today, this morning session, that I really want to highlight. So I was talking about how rules can drive innovation. And I was sharing examples. Like, for example, I was sharing new products or ways businesses are serving their customers. It's really innovation born out of rules. So it's like there were three examples I shared, actually. One was vending, because I think it was called Safety Something Vending Machine. And it had masks and Purell, all stuff like that. Another example I shared was this light, or this concept that IKEA is working on, that's a gesture motion light fixture. So, you know, you can turn up the its brightness, you can turn it down, you can turn it off, you can turn it on, it can do other things, but based on everyday gestures. And I think it's cool because we're moving into an era of like, don't touch anything and leave germs everywhere. And this innovation was inspired by that. And the third one that I shared was this biodome that I just had lunch in. I don't know what else to call it. It was basically a big plastic dome. They unzipped it. We had our dining table in there. They brought our food in there. And it was in the parking lot. There were a whole bunch of them. It was like a garden of these plastic domes and people sitting inside. And when I was talking to the waitress about it, I said something to the effect of, you know, how long are these going to be here? Or like, I bet you can't wait until something changes or something. And she said, you know, I think these domes are going to be here a while. Turns out people actually like them because it's eating outdoors, but you get a little privacy. I was like, oh, interesting. But yet another invention, another way to serve your customers, a business innovation based on the need to switch it up. Because right now, anyway, in Colorado, the rule is you can't, there's no indoor dining. So these biodome things came out of it. So I was sharing with the group this because I wanted them to think about how the rules that they have to follow in their world could actually create innovation, and to really think about where in their world they can create innovation. And then one of our insightful members, they all are, one of them raised their hand and said, how do I identify the rules? So I called on him and unmuted him and said, well, what do you mean by that? I want to hear more. He said, well, I feel like there's patterns and like grooves that I've fallen into and kind of ways of doing things that have become my rules, but they weren't really rules to start with. So how do I identify those? And now everybody on this session is nodding their head. So clearly this is a challenge for everybody. So we got into this incredible conversation about how oftentimes, kind of like the meatloaf story that I shared in the intro, rules are just convention that has been passed down, or rules are somebody else's way of doing things, or rules are things that maybe were relevant at one time. Like there was a reason why we did something the way we did it, but as the world changed, we never changed that pattern or that habit. So my question to you is, how many rules or ways of doing things do you have that are just convention, that no longer serve you, or they are rules that somebody else applied for them, but you've taken them on? And I think we have individual rules that are actually just convention and tradition and hiding. And I think we have industry ones as well. So here's the insight I want to share with you. Because the question that was asked on the group and the things we came up with, the question was asked, right, how do I identify them? How do I even know if this is this kind of rule convention, hiding as a rule, or if this is kind of the right way to do it? And we got into this great conversation about phrases, because there are phrases that actually should throw up a red flag and make you go, uh-oh, wait a minute. This is just me being in a deep groove or a pattern or following a convention that doesn't exist or isn't relevant anymore. So let me share with you some of these phrases. You might even laugh a little bit as you hear them because you probably hear them in your world. So phrase one is, well, this is how we do it. And then, you know, insert process assumption, right? This is how we do it. This is how it's done here. This is how we always do it. If someone says that to me, I know that that is a quote unquote rule that needs to be readdressed because it probably doesn't serve anymore. Or this is how it's always been done. Always one of my favorites. And in fact, somebody asked me the other day about how I record my podcast. And I said, well, that's how I've always done it. And the minute those words came out of my mouth, I knew, hold up, wait a minute. This could be a convention that I'm holding on to or a way that I started that doesn't serve me anymore. So yeah, this is how I've always done it. Or this is how it works here, right? There's ways of doing things that have become the company or the team assumption, the team rule, just because everybody fell into it. Well, this is how it works here. This is how it's done here. Or, well, this is what you have to do to get to XYZ result. I always love it when people say, this is what you have to do. Do I though? Do I really? No. I have to do it implies it's a rule and the only way to do it. But you and I both know there's a million other ways to do it. So the phrases that we were bantering around that all of us kind of really resonated with was, this is how we do it. This is how it's always been done. This is how it works here. This is what you have to do to get to XYZ result. If you hear those phrases, or if you think to yourself, like, this is why I do these things the way I do them, then chances are the rule, you've fallen into a rule that's really just a convention or a tradition, and you need to reassess it. Now, my favorite one that came up from one of our members at the end, because this is, how should I say this? With being nice. This is people putting BS packaging on something that they don't want to have to go through the effort of changing. That's how I look at this. You ready for it? Our best practices are. Anytime someone tells me this is a best practice, I think to myself, I need to really test this out. I mean, how many times have you taken on somebody else's best practice and it doesn't work? Yeah. And I think at the team level and the company level, this kind of phrase best practice is a way for us to keep doing what we're doing the way we've always done it. All right. If you hear any of those phrases, I want you to rethink how you're doing it. I'll give you two examples, one recent, one older, that totally applies. I'll start with the older, actually. Progressive insurance is a great example. So in the insurance industry, the way it always works, the way it's always been done, notice the phrase, is, you know, someone gets into a car accident, they submit a claim, the processor looks at the claim, they assign it to the right person, the person assesses it, they contact the person who was in the car accident, right, so on and so on, then they get paid. Well, somebody at Progressive realized something brilliant. They realized that this industry rule that they were all following was not only not serving their customer, but it was actually costing them time and money. And he broke that rule, broke that convention, and said, hey, what if we pay first and ask questions later? Turns out paying the claim first and then doing the due diligence is a faster, more efficient way to do it. Customer's happier. The claim gets through faster. Everybody wins. But that's because in that industry, there was a, this is how we do it, right? This is how it works here. Someone had to look at that and go, does it though? Does it really? And then here's my second example, which is most recent, is Chick-fil-A. Have you been through a Chick-fil-A drive-thru recently? I'm not saying I have. Okay, I am. I'm totally admitting it. I have. I got a combo number one and I loved every bite of it. So here's the thing though. If you pass one, I want you to notice how they're running their drive-thru now. I've never seen anything so efficient in my life. Now, in the meantime, the other fast food chains are doing what they've always done, right? This is how we do it in fast food. Someone comes to the counter, they order, I take the order, we give them the food. And then someone comes to the window, or first they come to the screen, they order, then they go to the window and they pick up their food, right? Very traditional. That's how you do it in that industry in fast food. Chick-fil-A is out there with like all these different outdoor stations. I pull up, someone asks me if I've seen the menu, then I go to the, so they want to make sure, right, that I know what I want. Then I go to the next person and they take my order and take my payment. And then there's another station that makes sure the cars are in the right order or alerts the person at the window if the cars aren't in the right order. And then I pull up to the window and there's four people outside and one inside with a tray. So the person inside hands the person outside a tray and that person then hands it to me. So they've completely shaken it up because guess what? Their best practices from 2019 didn't apply anymore. And they didn't get stuck or sabotaged or handcuffed by their own best practices, their own ways of doing things. All right. Just, I want to leave you with these phrases because the minute you hear these, I want your little brain to go ding, 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 ding. Time to challenge, time to innovate. This is how we do it. It's how it's always been done. This is how it works here. You have to do this to get to XYZ result and follow the best practices. All right, go out there, challenge assumptions, get out of the patterns and the rules and the behaviors that are holding you back, innovate and go win. Tamara out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, LaunchStreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.